Hello and welcome again to the Faith Pest Control Podcast, your community service podcast to teach you about the pests in North Georgia, Jasper, Georgia, Blue Ridge, Georgia, and pretty much all the neighboring neighborhoods in the North Georgia mountains. Today we got pest expert Fred Talley to talk about something that I don't want in my bed bugs. What's going on with bed bugs? Do we have them in North Georgia? And what can you guys do to make sure that it's not a problem?
So, Mikey, bed bugs, and yes, we do have a problem with bed bugs in North Georgia, mainly with some of the motels and rental property, the short-term rental property. But bed bugs feed mainly on the blood of humans, but they can also feed on the blood of other animals and birds and bats. Bed bugs normally feed at night when people are asleep, and as they feed, they'll inject a secretion within their saliva into the wound where they penetrate to suck the blood, and this generally causes somewhat of an allergic reaction in people, and that's what causes their skin to itch, and they scratch, and they create the sores. If you haven't seen a bed bugs are very small insects. Their adults are a brown color. They have no wings. They crawl on their, with their legs. They may be at the most a quarter inch long. The newly hatched bed bugs are virtually colorless. Similar to the adult in appearance, they're just a lot smaller. The newly hatched juveniles are extremely small, and if you're not accustomed to looking for them, you'll most likely miss them. You probably won't even realize they're there. But when full of blood, their body does become swollen and the color changes to a dark red. During the day, bed bugs will hide in the cracks in the walls, behind baseboards, behind wallpaper, behind pictures, where parts of the bed are joined together, around the slats, where the rails meet the headboard and the footboard. A lot of manufacturers will countersink the little screw holes where the pieces are held together. The bed bugs will congregate in those holes. They'll get around the tufts of the mattresses in the bed clothes, your mattress cover. They can have a bad odor caused by an oily liquid that they emit. But now, bed bugs are not necessarily or not generally an outside bug. They are carried into your home, on your clothes, on your neighbor's clothes, from secondhand beds, secondhand mattresses, furniture that you might buy at a thrift store. Suitcases are a prime example, because people, especially traveling abroad in third world countries, very common for them to bring bed bugs back. The eggs that the bed bugs lay are extremely small, and they are basically glued to cracks and crevices of or other rough surfaces near where the adults kind of hang out. As we said earlier, the newly hatched nymph is almost colorless, but after getting a blood meal, the nymph would turn red or purple in color due to the blood in its body. There are five stages of the nymphal stages, and it normally takes basically 5 to 7 weeks for a nymph to mature. The female bed bugs will deposit from between 10 to 50 eggs at a time, but in their lifetime, a female can lay a total of 200 to 500 eggs. The eggs hatch in 1 to 3 weeks. Adult bed bugs can survive 6 to 7 months without a blood meal. That means they can hang out in your house, never bite you, never come out of the wall void for 6 or 7 months. They have all the nutrition they need. They have been known to live in abandoned houses up to a year and a half. In some cases, they do survive without humans by utilizing other animals, birds, rodents, dogs, cats. Bed bugs can be extremely difficult to kill with insecticides. As a matter of fact, the method of choice anymore is heat and or steam. Bed bugs do not have sticky pads on their feet like a lot of other insects do. So when they crawl across a residual insecticide or an insecticide that's placed in an area where they would have to walk across it, the insecticide doesn't adhere to their body. Therefore, they don't ingest it and it doesn't kill them. In order to be effective, insecticides need to be applied directly to the insect. As you can imagine, this will require searching every room, every nook and every cranny in every room for every bed bug in a room that can be found and spraying it directly. Eggs are not affected by the spray. That is one reason why the heat and or steam would be a good alternative. If you're going with an insecticide treatment, it'll need to be repeated after about 2 weeks in order to kill the newly hatched nymphs. Dust formulations of insecticides can be a little bit better than sprays because the bed bug, when they crawl through them, they will get some of that on their body. And bed bugs are, I'm getting tongue-tied this morning. Bed bugs are known to be, can be extremely resistant to many insecticides. Another reason that they're hard to control with insecticide is because of the sites where they live, so to speak, can't be treated with residual insecticides. Mattresses, pillows, cushions on your couch, clothing, stuffed animals. You can't treat those items with a residual insecticide because a human is gonna lay on it, wear it, get close to it, hug it. There are some non-residual products that can be applied to these sensitive items and areas. But the takeaway here is that mattresses and other items should not be drenched with a residual insecticide to control the infestation. Despite intensive control measures, it's very common for bed bugs to reestablish themselves. In many cases, a resident or tenant will complain that the bed bugs are back several weeks to months later. But in many cases, either the property owner or the tenant, whoever we're working for, they took a piece of clothing or other item out of the room that was being treated and returned them at a later date. And like I said earlier, a bed bug can live 6 to 7 months without a blood meal. And another cause for what might be considered a treatment failure would be the movement of bed bugs through walls, especially in multifamily housing or nursing homes. If you're going to use an insecticide, or it is a good idea to schedule follow-up inspections to locate those infestations of the emerging nymphs and get on those, quick so they don't spread. Faith Pest Control, we offer a free consultation as well as 100% make you happy money back guarantee. If you hire Faith Pest Control to get rid of your bed bug problem, at the end of 30 days, you're not 100% happy. We'll come back and retreat your home for free, and we'll keep on treating it for free until you tell us that you are happy. If that still doesn't make you happy, we'll give you back every penny you spent on the original treatment. Plus, we'll pay you an additional $25 for your time and trouble just for fooling with us. Bottom line is, I want you to be happy with the service we provide, or you won't owe us a penny, period. If you feel like, if you feel like what I've said makes sense, call Faith Pest Control today, 770-823-9202, and ask to speak to me, Fred Talley. I'll be more than happy to speak with you and answer any questions you may have.
Well, Fred, that's great information. You know, last thing I want to do is be sleeping with bed bugs. They sound like they're terrible, and they're a problem, and we know that we can call you and rely on you to take care of that problem. What we ask you to do is, if you like this information, please share it with your friends. It's absolutely free and a customer service to all the fine folks in North Georgia, Jasper, Georgia, Blue Ridge, and surrounding areas. And you can get our podcast on Apple, Audible, Amazon, Spotify, and Google. Wherever there are podcasts, you can listen to the podcast online, on your phone. And we want you to share this information because we want to help all the folks in North Georgia be pest-free. And until next time, this is Mike Stewart for the Faith Pest Control Podcast.